This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Shopping. We are, as you know, doing more of it online. And once global trade started picking back up after that initial shock early in this thing, imports have been booming since. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the busiest port complex in the country, we will point out, have seen record imports the past couple of months. There has been pent-up demand, of course, and oh, by the way, holiday inventory buildups. There has been so much shipping, in fact, that importers are running out of room to store everything. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
When products arrive at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, port workers unload them onto trucks or rail cars, and those are shipped across the country to distribution centers.
Let's say in the Midwest somewhere, it could be Chicago, Ohio Valley.
William Villalon, the president of APL Logistics, says problem is things haven't been moving very quickly.
They're just being parked because they can't be taken into the warehouses fast enough.
Social distancing is slowing down the unloading process. Truck chassis and rail car capacity are in short supply. And warehouses are packed to the rafters. Available capacity is at its lowest level since 2018, says Zach Rogers at Colorado State University. He runs the Logistics Managers Index, which tracks supply and demand in the shipping industry.
COVID-19 has supercharged the warehouse sector because of the increased reliance on e-commerce.
And with the holidays approaching, Rogers says retailers are competing for whatever storage space they can find.
That's really driving up the cost of warehousing because we don't have very many warehouses available.
Warehouse rents in Southern California are up roughly 10% compared to a year ago, says Jason Tolliver at the commercial real estate services firm Cushman & Wakefield. Retailers are paying that premium and not passing it along to consumers as they head into the holiday season.
Trying to avoid the worst word that they could possibly hear, which is stock out.
The boom in e-commerce is prompting developers to build more warehouses, especially in urban areas.
The market appears very healthy with sufficient levels of demand to really eat up a lot of that space that I think is going to be delivered over the course of this year and next year.
The ports themselves are scaling up too. Mario Cordero is the executive director of the Port of Long Beach, which has spent roughly $4 billion on infrastructure improvements over the last decade.
And for the next decade, approximately $2 billion, primarily in rail infrastructure.
The idea, he said, is to cut trucks out of the equation, which will move goods faster and be good for the environment. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.